is Yekum Moisecha, they should all be like you. But your children should be like you. Shrashi, but Betera, is Af Ato, the same thing of Yitzchok. The same thing of Yitzchok said, Dr. Rab Nachman. Techa, I can give you a bracha. In Betera, I'll give you a bracha to learn good. Haray Torah, Makanai Nori, you know a lot of Torah. In Beyoshir, I'll give you a bracha to be rich. Haray Yoshir, you are rich already. In the bottom, you should have children. Right bottom, you have already children. So what kind of a bracha should I give you? Elo, the bracha that I'm giving you is, Yirotzen Shechetzoi Meyechel Kemaisechon. That your children should be just like you. That's the bracha I give you. Shashi B'Toyro Lo'ishu L'Kovid. That your children should also be zeichel all these three things. They should be a big Talmud Chacham, they should be rich, and they should have covered also. Yeah. Right. Tana Rabbon. Yoyre, what does Yoyre mean? So the Mishnah says Yoyre Malkush came down on Nisan. But that was a Chiddush, happened 1 year the next. But usually Yoyre comes down first in Macheshvan, and Malkush, that's the end rain that comes down on Nisan time. So Tana Rabbon, Yoyre, what's the Lashon of Yoyre? Rashi says, "V'nasati mitar atzachem b'ita yoro malkish." The pasuk in the Devarim, "Yoro malkish." What does the word "yoro" mean? Tana yoro means shemoira sabriyos, a teacher of the people, latiach gagosayim, to start you, fix your roofs, to smear up your roofs. If you have a hole in the roof, no, this is the first rain that comes in the season. So when the first rain comes down, if it leaks into the house, you know you have a leak, you have a crack in the roof. So go upstairs and smear it down, put tar on top. So it teaches people to tar down the roofs. If you have any fruits out in the field, you should know, be careful, and start raining soon. Don't leave it out there. Bring it home. And start doing whatever you have to before it starts raining very hard. So that's what the first yura means. Yura means it's teaching us. It teaches us to protect ourselves now. Rashi yura revia rishoina, the first type of ground of rain. Revia means lashon of raiva, you're going on top of somebody else. As the rain goes into the water and like works, goes into the ground and works over the ground. So Rashi Reviyah Rishonah, you read it from Macheshvan, the first rain that comes out of Macheshvan, that come on. Loma Nikra Yoyra, why is it called like it teaches us? Yoyra, Shemoyra Le Nataka teaches us. Lahatiyach Agosayim, we should fix our roofs now. Betiyach, use good shotit, use good tar, this meant. Shlo Yitfu Gesham Mavayis, that the rain should not fall into your house. You don't want to have rainwater in your house. We let them dry out in the field. You should know it's not going to dry anymore. It's not going to be rain there. So bring it in. Whatever else you have to do for the rainy season, start preparing yourself now. That's the lashon of Yoyre, the first rain that comes down on Macheshvan. That's what it teaches us. Another pshat is shemar v'esaretz. It's like rovei. It lies over the ground. And the water goes down mamash to the time. Shenemar the pasuk says. To lomeho ravo nachas gedudeho bevivim to magneho simcha tevorech. Yeah. So kids, so the rain comes down and works over the ground, and the water goes straight down to the bottom. To avrach, another pshat is yoreh. What does yoreh mean? She yoreh benachas. It comes down nice and easy. The first rain comes down nicely. Like a rebbe teaches his talmidim, students. Benachas, you teach them easily. Benachas. Talk easy. Another pshat is like an arrow goes straight. Doesn't go right or left. So there also go straight. It's for the purpose, for the good of the ground. It's not coming down in anger. That's called Shir Benachas. V'yena Yerid Bezaf. It doesn't come down with anger. There's too much rain. The first rain is always good. Oyena Yeru Ela V'yena Yerid Bezaf. Oyena Yeru Ela Shemashir Es Aperis O Mashdif Es Asroyim O Mashdif Es Esvilonis. Yetamaloyman, this apostle says, no, Malkush. That now Malkush knows, maybe no. How do you know Yura means it does good things? It's kasha no. Oh, you ain't no Yura, maybe Yura means something else. Hello, Shemashra's a pears, maybe for cares. Yura means it comes down very strong, maybe. And it makes all the fruit fall off the tree. Or Mashdif as Azroyim, and it ruins, it wetens too much the seeds. Or Mashdif as Elonis, and it ruins the trees also. Because how do you know Yura means for the good? Benachas, maybe it's strong, and it's a klola. Talmud, that the pasuk says Yoro Malkush. It says Malkush right afterwards. Malkush, just like Malkush, lebrocha always means for brocha, for the good. Hatal Yaf Yerul Abrocha. Yer also means for Brocha it's good. Shrashi Ma Makos the Brocha. Sheyesha Ledorsha Lishever Grunis. Ulasha Peros. Sheyna Mitsuyim Beyesa Perik. At the end, Malchus comes down at the end of the rainy season. You don't have these things in the field anymore. V'yatziyoch l'dor shel l'toyva. Sh'yorod al hamlilos v'yalakashin o'mal es ha'tfuah b'kasher. Heis Malchus for sure only has to mean the lashon of a bracha. It can't mean anything else. For the Gemara, no. Oh, yeah, and true, there's no more fruits, there's no more peris on the food and on the fields anymore. But still, oh, yeah, no, el Malchus. Maybe at the end, sure, there's no more fruits there. Can't ruin the fruits, but maybe you ruin your house. Maybe the rain at the end of the season will come down so strong or break the house down. Or there's no more terrace fruits. They're good, but a hurricane will come and break down the trees. And it brings up the rocks. It's a klola. It'll ruin the fields. Talmud, the pasuk says yera that ma yera lebrocha of malchus lebrocha. So now we're learning out Malkush from Yerah. For the Gemara about the Kashadon. But for Yerah Gufuminon, we just got finished saying maybe Yerah also means hard rain that will just ruin the fruits. So how do you know which the bracha? One is telling the other. We don't know why, we don't have any bracha yet. So the Yerah Gufuminon, the pasuk says, O Bini Tzion Gilu V'Simchu V'Hashem L'Kechem Kinosan L'Chem Es HaMoro L'Tzdoka V'Yerah L'Chem Geshem Moro Malkush Brishin. So Mashmiya, both of them takis for a bracha. Says V'yerolem Geshem Moiro Malkush, that the Moiro and the Malkush both be coming down. Yeah, a rashi for Sakoy means minarba, type of a grasshopper that will come and ruin the cloud. So it says the Moiro's duck alma Yerol Toive. So Moiro's duck, it says here the apostle's duck is coming for the good things. Mashmiyera means Latoive. That's how the kids we know both of them here means Latoiva. Or at least it says, Kinos Lachem es Hamor with Zdokaha. It says the Mor will come with Zdoka. So the Mor, that's for something good. So the Mor means the Yor, the first rain. So we know the first rain is Zdoka. It's for good. And Mela Malkush, we learn out from Yor. Turn around, Yore b'Macheshvan. Yor comes down in the first month in Macheshvan. That's the beginning of the rainy season. O Malkush b'Nisan. So hard, the end rain, that comes down in Nisan. Ah, to Amy, you're telling me, Yoruba Macheshvan, O Malkush b'Nisan, that's the way it is. O Yena, maybe not that way. El Yoruba Tishrei, Yoruba comes down first in Tishrei. O Malkush b'Yir. And maybe Malkush comes down in the year. Jesus says it comes in Macheshvan, maybe it's a month earlier. Maybe Yoruba comes down in Tishrei. And Malkush comes down in the year a month later. He says, how do you know exactly which month? Maybe a month earlier, a month later, maybe. Talmud, this the pasuk says, "Beitoy Malkush." The rain comes down at the good season, and vice versa, the good season, Beitoy, that's called the Nisan. That's the good season. Omar Rav Niloy Bar Idi, Omar Shmuel, Dovor Shemal Kishiyosov Shal Yisrael. It means something that takes away the hardness of Klai Yisrael. That's what Malkush means. But it's something good. It takes away the hardness, like the shaft of Klai Yisrael. The very Rabbi Shmuel Tona Dovor Shemamala Tfuah Bekasheh. Something that makes the tefuah grow full, the kasher in its stalks makes the tefuah grow. It's the final rain at the end of the season, that when it's all ripe already, and it makes the mamish very good. The Maslisa Torah of the Brisa said like this, Malkush means dovar sheyored alam lilas, v'alakashin. The end rain that comes down already when the stalks are all full, with its shaft, with its tefuah inside it. Torah Rabbanim, learned like this, yoyra v'macheshvin, yoyra comes down taka true macheshvin. O Malkush Benisin, Malkush Benisin. Ah, it's when you're telling me like this that Yerub Ma'acheshvan, or Yehna, maybe not the way Yelabachodish Kislev. Maybe later, maybe the next month, Kislev first, the rain first starts. Talmud, the Apostle says, Bito Yerub Malkush comes down at the right time. It says, at least, Bito Yerub Malkush. Ma Malkush Bito Yaf Yerub Bito. Just like by Malkush is Bito, who was in Yerub is also Bito. Well, Akivin Shiyotza Nisan V'yodu Gesham Ein Simin Brocha. But after Nisan, it's not called a Simin Brocha anymore. So the Kitzah Malkush has to be in its right time, which is Nisan.
So then, Yer also comes down at the right time in Marchesh, when that's when we start to need the rain. Tan Yidach, another verse like this. Yer means b'Marchesh, when Yer comes down to Marchesh, when Malkosh Benisin. Diver Rabbi Meir. The Chomam Maimrim Yer b'Kislev. Enechnami, the rain stays in the first talk of Tots and Kislev talk. Yeah, for the more man Chom, who is the Chomim? Om Rav Chiz the Rabbi Yosi goes to contact Yosi Shita. The Tanya would learn like this. Eizo hu revir Rishayna. What's the first time the rain comes down? Habechira, the early rain. Bishloshev Macheshvan, the third day in Macheshvan. That's when the early rain, the first rain season, comes down. Gibel Macheshvan. Beinonis, the next rain comes the middle way. That's Bishiva Boy, the seventh day of Macheshvan. Afelo, the end rain. That's Bishiva Boy. On the 17th day of Macheshvan, that's called the end rain. Shrashi Achreinus, that's the end already. Dibur of Meitzer Meishita. We have Yehuda Waima b'Shiva over Yudzayin over Esrim b'Sholish. That starts the first rain in the seventh day of Macheshvan first, then the 17th, then the 23rd. We have Yosi Waima b'Yudzayin on the 17th over Esrim u'Shloisha. So Chur u'Shloisha means Shloisha Kislev. No. B'Yudzayin over Esrim over Esrim u'Shloisha, 23rd over Rosh Chodesh Kislev and the Chodesh Kislev. That's the last time of the beginning of the rain. The rain of Yosi Waima. And Ayachide Misanin Achigia Rosh Chodesh Kislev. If it didn't start to rain yet, so then you'll have later of Tainis, that when it doesn't rain, they start fasting, but you have to wait until Rosh Chodesh Kislev. If Rosh Chodesh Kislev came and there's still no rain, then you have a good reason to have a Tainis. Omer Rav Chizda, Halacha Rav Yosi, that's like a Halacha Rav Yosi, that you have to wait until Rosh Chodesh Kislev, that's the last time of the rain to start. Ameima Masnin Loho, the Rav Chizda Baholishna. Hameima learned this memory in a different type of a lotion, like this. When do we start saying the same talamotl of Rocha, Shailu for rain, and Gimel Macheshvan? Rabbi Gamliel Loima b'Shiva Boy. We first start asking for rain on the 7th of Macheshvan. The same type of Machleikas, where the beginning or where the end is. Like we have three periods to the first rain season. So here's the Shail about the first. Is the first the third or the seventh? And if he passed on them wheel, it starts the seventh. Kaman knows who's the goal like all the time that we learned. We have Yishimim ben Gamliel Oimer. Kishomim sheyordu shiva yomim. Zeachazeh. If rain came down for 7 days straight, one after another, atamoyna bohen, revir rishoyna, ushni ushlishis. That's considered all three rains. Right at the beginning of the year, when the rain comes down to, you know, work over the ground, it comes down usually three different times. So usually it's in intervals of a few days in between. But if it rains for 7 days straight, that's called, that's a kiyum of the three rains together. It went straight without a stop, that's also called the whole year. So who's this go like? Come on, Kreb Yasi. Goes according to Kreb Yasi Shita. Why? Because Rashi says Kreb Yasi. The Alib of the Rabbi Yasi Yochi Evi. Bein Revia Rishon Oshnia Oshnia Oshlishis. The Rishon is Biyud Zayin. Oshnia Bechav Gimel. Zayin O Zayin Yomim. So there are 7 days in between. Im Shnayim Yimei Revia. Om Yichav Gimel Ad Lam is also Zayin Yomim Belo Yerim Revia. Achreina. The Lekula Tenoy Lehevi Yochi. The other ones you don't have only 7 days in between. So here's the quarantine. If you don't have a 7 days interval of rains for 7 days straight, that's the key of all these three yeris coming down together. And Amar Rav Chizda says, Halachic Rav Yosi, take a pasuk like Rav Yosi, that starts on Zion, Yud Zion, and then Rosh Chodesh. So Bishleim Revir Rishayna Lishoyl. We understand why the first rain starts to come down. That's when we start saying the same Talamot Lebrocha. Shlishis, what's the time for the third period? That's Lasanis. That if it didn't rain yet by Rosh Chodesh Kislev, that's when Klai Yisrael has to start making a Tainis. So it's good where we have the end, the last time. There's the first time is when we start asking for rain. That's Gimel B'Macheshra, and that's when we start saying the same Talmud of the Brocha. The last time is that if it didn't rain yet, we have to start fasting. That's very good. Of Shnei Lamai, what's not Kamina, the second rain, when it comes or not, might not Kamina. What do we care? Shnei Lamai, Lamai. Om Rav Yosi L'Nedarim. It's not Chap Nafkamina. If somebody makes a neder, is a Nafkamina. It's now, we learned like this. Ha Noider, somebody made a neder. Ha Noider Ad HaGesham.